Okay, we're trying to put the final touches on the sugya of Ebi Chasima, Ebi Masira. We've been talking about this for a long time, and particularly how it relates to Shtari Bavam. So just to backpedal for a moment, the Baal HaTosfos in that sugya made the following observation. They were big believers of Ede Masira Karse L'chol Dover. They thought it was true by Gittin, they thought it was true by Shtaris, and combined that with Rabbi Natan's understanding that Eidim Masira are not negotiable by Gittin, so Hua Dinami, they're not negotiable by Shtar Shtaris. Because according to the Baal HaTosfos, basically Shtaris and Gittin all the same thing. Halacha Rabbi Elazar, the Gittin, Mechem B'Shtar Shtaris, and therefore Eidim Masira are needed by Gittin, Eidim Masira needed by Shtar Shtaris. That's like not even enough for discussion according to the world of the Baal HaTosfos. So we made the following observation, that according to Tosfos, the role of Eidei Mesira are not exclusively Al Zdav Shavierva. There has to be more to Eidei Mesira than just a kiyum of Ein Dav Shavapach Mishnayim. Because if that was the only dimension of Eidei Mesira, then it would be ludicrous to discuss by Shashtaris. I mean, it's cute to compare Shashtaris to Gittin, but obviously, I'm selling a field that has nothing to do with Dav Shavierva. So obviously, if all Eidei Mesira was just aware that had of Ein Dav Shavapach Mishnayim, it would be absurd to carry it over to Shashtaris. So this observation that according to Tosfos, there's something else behind the scenes, so we coined that something else, we put our stamp on it, and we called it our favorite words of the year, what? Ashvi Ashtara. I don't know, my favorite words, but we're definitely up there, our favorite phrase, Ashvi Ashtara. And again, the idea of Edom wearing the hats of Ashvi Ashtara is not a new concept. Tosfos had that Bedas Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, you also need Edom Mesira, and yet you still need Eidei Chasima. So what is the role of Eidei Chasima? Must be the Ashvi Shtar. So the idea of having Eidim playing the role, not an Ervetic role, but Ashvi Shtar the role, is something that we are familiar with, and that's clearly what's going on in this text as well. This is in stark contrast to the presentation of the Rambam. Reb Chaim was ma'irer that Reb Chaim in his Chiddush ben Shas, if you take a look at the Rambam, when the Rambam presents the basic elementary din requiring Eidei Mesira by a get, there is not a mention, not a boon, not a nothing about anything about Ashvi Ashtara. I've never heard of such Ashvi Ashtara. You know it's Ashvi Ashtara? You write the Shtar, it's Ashvi Ashtara. The role of Eidei Mesira are purely the end of Shem Vachs Mishnayim. If you take a look at the Rambam, the 10th of the Maimakoimus, the Rambam has a fascinating way, the way he introduces Zuchas Eid Gerushim. It's a very, very strange way the Rambam introduces Zuchas Gerushim. He starts off by almost giving a shiur in Chumash. They're telling you, these are the following halachas, the following 10 dinim of ma'akev and a get min haTorah. And let me tell you where it comes from. The Rambam doesn't always do that. The Rambam somehow starts out of his gerushim by telling you that these are the following dinim that are ma'amish ma'akev mederaisa. This is the way it is. So the Rambam says in the 10th and Rambam claimants, u'minayin she'enen alo b'fnei edim. Everybody knows that a get requires edim, and we pass get edim asirikar say. So how do you know vishtei? If you're not going to insist on Eidei Mesira, you're going to have a bizarre situation. We have a woman, Plinius. Today she's an Eishes Ish, and you chayv mis on her. And tomorrow, she's Muteris. And there are no Eidim. How could that transformation take place? That's a violation of a pishnayim edim yochum dover. Lefikach enosl get benol veinav afil beidechad eno get klal. Whenever the Ram uses the phrase eno get klal or the phrase get botel, so the Ram himself tells you to chazgevishin. Those are code phrases for it's no good benatayra. When the Ram uses the watered down phrase harayza get posel, that means medirabonon. But eno get klal, get botel is a din benatayra. So the Ram says, why do you need edus for a get? Because you can have this crazy situation of Habala Mrs. Bezin Hayyim Lamocha Nisht. It's a very striking Rambam. What's striking about this Rambam? The Rambam seems to be almost like going off in his own territory. A whole other reason why you need Edim. It's Zichen Ashvi Shtara. Says Reb Chaim, this has nothing to do with Tosfos. This is not the words, not a remez, not a Tipim Menayam of Ashvi Shtara in this Rambam. On the other hand, what is it also not? It's not quite what we would have expected from the Rambam. Before we introduced Ashvi Ashtar, why did we think you need Eidim for the Sirius again? Because Dabba Dabba Mimam. I mean, where did we get that from? That's the Gemara in the end of Masechus Gittin. The Rambam almost is playing down the mammon part. Did anyone see the word mammon mentioned in this? I didn't see the word mammon here, b'chol. What does the Rambam say you need eidim for get? Because of the dine watchabai? What did... It's not tov shebi'erva. Let's say the word tov shebi'erva. He doesn't make the extrapolation to mammon. What is it? It's the dine watchabai? What din and what area of halach is the Rambam focusing on? Hayoyim tihe b'tmisas beis din, ulamach tihe muteris. It's a din of what? Din nefashos. It's the din nefashos dimension of a get that is forcing us to require to aid them. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't say a word about din mamonis, even though he quotes the word davar. But his understanding of the word davar is, as the psukim they talk about, din nefashos. We're talking about din nefashos also. So the Rambam is saying, just as you need to aid him to say the guy's Mechal Shabbos, just as you need to aid him to say the guy's Eretzeach, so too you need to aid him to be present b'shas aget, because otherwise you'll have a situation where the rules of the nefashos are going to change radically in the absence of aidim, and that'll be a flagrant violation of Pishnai Beidim Yochum Dovar, not do with din abominus. The Rambam doesn't mention the Gzeir Shav V'chlal. The Rambam is giving like his own pshat as to why you need aidim. So it's not very b'chudishtik Rambam. Very, very, very b'chudishtik Rambam. But one thing is clear for the Rambam, that it's nisht. What is it not? For sure, I don't know what it is, but I tell you what, it's not. It ain't what? It ain't a shvur shtar, that's for sure. This doesn't do chashmish, but this is a din, and it ain't just a din in the fashas. I'll tell you a little bit more of a pell in this Rambam. I don't have a clarity in this Rambam. That not only is the Rambam ignoring what Chazal seemed to be saying, the Gzeir Shav Dov Dov Yimamin, and going down his own path, but his own path is very, very questionable. Is that a reason to require to aid him? Because otherwise, as felt has been a chisard in the nefashos, it's bothering me about this Rambam. Who knows? There's something that's eating away at me in this Rambam. To possibly declare that a woman is megureshes without the eidim will be a flagrant violation of apishnai eidim. Really? Who remembers that?
Didn't we say that?
Oh, this is steer to the Rambam himself. The famous Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin says that b'med the Rambam Murim that you require to aid him on something. That's right. No, who remembers? When did he to aid him? That's on the Maisa Haveira proper. So the Chilas Chel, that was an example of the Rambam. When it comes to determining who ate the Chel, did Ruvain eat Chel or not? So did he do a Maisa Chilas Chel if he Nishnai made him? But to determine whether something is Chelev, Isser Atzvah Ve'edechid Yuchsuk. Even one aid is good enough for that. Because what was the Bir Adov in the Rambam? That prerequisites don't require the basic halachas that govern the Maisa Gufa. The prerequisites can be determined based on other Klali HaTorah. So l'chora, to determine whether this woman is an Eshes Ish or not, that's a prerequisite. To be done whether Reuven was Bezana with this woman, that's a Pishnei Beidim Yochum Dovah. But to determine yesterday whether or not she received a get, isn't that a prerequisite that you did? And as a prerequisite to Gedin, what is the fundamental difference between being machzik her as yesterday she is or this day she is? How is that any different from being machzik when this is chelav nish chelav? So how did the Rambam see in the parish of Apishnai Meirim Yochum Dovar that the nefesh is required to aid them, that to be machzik as the nish required to aid them? So I don't understand this Rambam Minei Ubei. Forget about the fact that Rambam is against the Gemara. I mean, it has a different pshat of the Gemara. Just Minei Ubei, because of the Rambam Shittas Ruch Sanhedrin, this Rambam Ruch Geirushin is very difficult to understand.
Isn't the case of chelav there's a real mechanism there to make that happen.
It's Oh, interesting. So maybe you're saying that the Rambam's telling us that we have this pre-existing din called Erechon HaMisrur. We all know that halacha is true, except for who? B'das HaRam. Who didn't know that din is true, by the way? There is no such din. But we know there's this pre-existing din called Erechon HaMisrur. Maybe the Isser exists. And therefore, we can use a pre-existing mechanism to be machzik her, to be machzik the midas chelav, and then Mamela will give malchus based on that pre-existing mechanism. Here, there is no pre-existing mechanism. We don't know what the din is. We don't know how do you determine whether somebody is an eshes ish or not. We don't have any klolim. So that's what the Rambam is saying. That's a chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam is learning out from a pishtai v'edi v'yachum dov for even the prerequisites.
Isn't there another gemara though that you could let a woman remarry based on one
aid? No, those are dinim. The rabbanon of aid is erecha. The most of the gluyes and pishtai kominsa. But that's not going to help you. That's by misapal. That's doing gerushin. Unless you want to go down the route of Salah HaRaidim, who want to say that if you look at the Rambam himself in Hilchas Sanhedrin, when the Rambam gives you the examples of the Isser Atzo Meirech and Yuchsuch, anyone remember the two examples the Rambam gave? One was Chela, remember the other one, by any chance? To be Machzik, whether the woman is a Grusha, would have to marry a Kohen. So the Rambam, to establish Isser Kohuna, the Rambam also calls that Isser Atzo Meirech and Yuchsuch. So the common denominator of those two is sort of Chalef and Grusha L'Koyim, there's no Mrs. Bezin for that. So the Chareim want to argue that when it comes to Mechayev Malkus, so then and only then is there a parsha of Isser Atzvah B'Yechid Yuchzuk. In the realm of Chiyuv and Mrs. Bezin, so then a Pishnah B'Yechid Yuchzuk will never carry the day. That it's impossible to be Mechayev a guy Mrs. Bezin unless there's absolute certainty that's established by the rules of Apishnai Vedi B'Yachom Dov. And the Rambam himself never said his Shtetl Torah by Chivim Mrs. Beis Din. So some Acharim say that. If that would be true, then this Rambam could be read a little bit less tension and anxiety. That the Rambam's talking the Sugya of Mrs. Beis Din, and the Rambam's saying, I qualify what I said. What I wrote in Ruchas Sanhedrin, or what I'm going to write in 5 years from Ruchas Sanhedrin, so don't ask a kasha from Ruchas Sanhedrin to Ruchas Gerushin. Ruchas Sanhedrin is talking about by Malkus, Ruchas Gerushin is talking about by Misa. And by Misa, I never said such a thing. Now, why conceptually that should be so is a loaded question, but there are some Acharonim who say that. Anyone remember one of the great Acharonim who didn't say that? One of the great, great Gedolei Olam who loved that Rambam, Ruchas Sanhedrin, who made that Rambam. Most people never heard of that Rambam, Ruchas Sanhedrin. But there was one of the Gedolei Acharonim who put that Rambam in the... Before Bukhanim. Shmaitz was Mefarsh that Rambam to the other. Most people never read as far as the Chosan Hedrin. So they never saw that Rambam. But Shmaitz made that Rambam famous. How did Shmaitz make that Rambam famous? And remember? Shmaitz Me'atzma answered the Kasha that all the Rishonim were grappling with. Nobody had a satisfactory answer for Shmaitz to this Kasha. The Gemara says in the beginning of the 8th Berakh of Sanhedrin that we kill people based on Rov, and yet Enoch Vavarach HaRov. So we can't take away money based on Rov, yet we kill people based on Rov. So we spoke about this 100 times last year. Tosis in Baruch Kama, get one third of what says in Ekkah. All the Bali Tosis throughout Shasa are grappling with this Kasha. So Shesh Maita said it's not a Kasha. You know why? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says you kill people based on Rov, who remembers what that Rov was? Do you remember? That was to establish Rav Noshe B'Sabulus Tatas. That's to establish facts. Prerequisite is this guy subject to being a Metzera Meira. So to be done on, did the guy do an Aveira to be Mechayev Misa, says the Shesh Maitzel, the Oilam Enochim B'Misach HaRoiv. You can't take away a guy's animal based on Rav. You can't take away his $10 out of his pocket based on Rav. You're going to kill him based on Rav. So Rav Chanan said here, Rav Chanan says he's Muchsach, Mishmuchs, a whole Shtikul Torah. But the Shesh Maitzel says, come on. Shesh Maitzel predated Rav Chanan, come on. How are you talking the workers? You can't kill a guy. You kill a guy based on Rav. You can't take away 20 cents from him based on Rav. It can't be. So the Sheh Shmaitza says, you definitely can't kill based on Rav. There's no Gemara that says you kill based on Rav. No Gemara. So a Daffin, beginning of Bitzer Mer, says, kill based on Rav. Says the Sheh Shmaitza, every one of those cases mentioned there are prerequisites. And the Sheh Shmaitza says time and time again, Ayin Ramam Chesanhedrin, Ayin Ramam Chesanhedrin, Ayin Ramam Chesanhedrin. And there the Gemara is clearly talking about Bisa's Beis Din, and Shmaitz is learning that the Rambam holds conceptually there's no difference between Bisa's Beis Din and Malkus. So if you're in the world of the Sheikh Shmaitz, what I said about this Rambam is not going to fly. And if this is all the side, I haven't even talked about this. I just wanted to start off here for 2 seconds to quote this Rambam, just to highlight that the Rambam doesn't sit well with the Ashvei Shtar story of last week. That was the whole purpose of the Rambam. And then, what am I going to do? I saw the Rambam. I just got a little nervous about this Rambam. How does the Rambam say such a thing? He's against the Gemara, and he's against himself, and maybe there's a difference. So you have to think a lot about this Rambam. But we're not learning Rambam today. Today is the Tosfos day. So back to the Shittas at Tosfos that Eidim Mesira are critical. They are not negotiable. They're not negotiable. Bein lefer Ramea, bein lefer Belaza, bein begin, bein mishash stars. So possible. But then Tosfos makes it about face. Tosfos on the Daf and Aleph, after telling you and throwing the book at you and convincing you that it's lo yitachein to have a shtar, maybe getting maybe mamonis without the edim mesira. Tosfos starts off by saying, "B'chein shtar matnas karko shtar nefesh lekirin ka ein rela ein mayil klom l'rabbi lozim yadush l'nasim fredim." Neil yesh techalik says Tosfos. Maybe we could still salvage a shtar without edim mesira. Why? In Maman, the Bahanya does, but the Gemara does not say that Chasim Makom does. But then says Taisus, you know what? You're right. You need Eid Mesira, but Hodos Baldin is going to save the day. This is like one of the many examples. Hodos Baldin comes like the running into the rescue. The world's about to collapse, about to blow up, and Kum Hodos Baldin saves the day. Says Taisus. And we know there's Hodos Baldin here. How do we know it? How do we know there's Hodos Baldin that he wants to sell the field? Where's Hodos Baldin? The guy hasn't opened his mouth yet. What's the answer? They're Eidei what? What are they? Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima come and tell us that Reuben says he wants to sell the field. So we know that Reuben wants to sell the field. To come and Hodos Baldin, he wants to sell the field. So says Tosfos, Li'olam, you need Eidei Mesira, Eidei Mesira, Eidei Mesira, Chayk V'Layav, Eidei Mesira, Amen, by Mominus, Dosta Hodos Baldin. Now, says Tosfos quickly, Hodos Baldin's not going to help you in Gittin. Why not? Because everybody knows that by Gittin, you can't say Hodos Baldin can Eidei Mesira. Why not? Because what characteristic does the get have that prevents the application of Hodos Baldin? But we have only one thing we know that kills Hodos Baldin. Hodos Baldin is the greatest thing on the sun. It's one of those greatest things in the world, Hodos Baldin. It can trump all other areas of halacha, but everything has its weakness. Don't we call this? You guys probably don't remember this. When I was a kid, one of the famous TV shows was Superman. You guys remember Superman, right? You guys remember Superman. Superman. So Superman could do anything. What could Superman do? He could fly, he could x-ray vision, he could, how'd it go? I need Mr. Alter, Mr. Baum, where are they? I need them for the, you know, faster than a flying bullet, you know, who met Norman Remus? You guys weren't even born then. Fire faster than a flying bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. He could do everything. But even Superman has his weakness. And remember, what is it?
Kryptonite.
So, I love those. That's the kryptonite. Hodos Baldin is the most powerful thing in the world. It turns Edom on the head. It overcomes 100 Edom, 100,000 Edom, 1,000,000 Edom. But everything has its weakness. So the kryptonite of Hodos Baldin is what? Two words. Chavlachim. Chavlachim. The game's over. Now, unfortunately, we only have one Gemara in all of Shas that actually tells us an example. Well, Hodos Baldin fails us. What is that? What's the classic Chav L'Cherim? Kedushin. And that's why the Gemara says that Afilu Hoyde Chazkal walk out of the room and say, Mazel Tov, we just got married and we asked to wear the Eidim. We don't need Eidim. Hodos Baldin, the Gemara says, forget it. It's Chav L'Cherim. Now, we know for a fact that Kedushin is Chav L'Cherim. How do we know that? Because it's documented in the Gemara says Kedushin in the third paragraph. We're not quite sure why it's Chavachem. Anyone remember that funny Rashi? We spoke about this earlier this year. Why is Kedusha Chavachem? Because all the Kravim. What about the rest of the world? Kravim's a Kravim. We're not sure what Rashi meant with that. But we know for a fact that Kedusha is Chavachem. What we're not quite sure is whether a get is Chavachem. So remember we spoke about this. Who was the Rishon who said a get is not Chavachem? Who?
The Rashba.
What's Sugya? Which sugya you knew? Ksav Yodoy. Remember the Gemara said Ksav Yodoy is a good get. And the Gemara seems to say it's a good get even according to Rabbi Meir. Remember that? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Ksav Yad is a good get even according to Rabbi Meir. We're the Eidei Chasima. So the Rashba quoted today is we the Eidei Chasima. I don't see the signatures at the bottom of this get. So what's the answer? No? Rashba, two things. Either exists because of don't bother me, or what was the other pshat? Hodos Baldin came Edom Dami. So we said, ooh, Hodos Baldin, what happened to Chav L'Cherim? No, what is the Rashba hold? And gets on Chav L'Cherim. Who's the Chav L'Cherim? Farkert. If you take a poll of people, people would want this woman to be gracious. Now there's another woman who's available for Shiduchim. Now she's Muteris. She used to be an Eishis, now she's Muteris. So what against that halachah? So remember, we pointed out b'shaito that Rashba contradicts Tosis. Which Tosis? Our Tosis, the Vav Dalet Aleph. Tosis says that b'medvam amurim we're going to accept Eide Chasima in the absence of Eide Mesira. That's by Shtari Momen, because Shtari Momen are not bound by Chav Lachayrim. Because Shtari Momen, where's the Chav Lachayrim? Where's the Chav Lachayrim? Chav Liatzvam, where's the Chav Lachayrim? So there's no kryptonite, so Hodos Baldin carries the day. Upper Gittin, says Taisus, Gittin is Chav Lachayrim. If he is the Chav Lachayrim, what's Chav Lachayrim about Gittin? So what does Taisus say? What's the Chavachim? A Kohen, all of a sudden a Kohen. Any Kohanimir? Any Kohanimir? No Kohanimir today. Not one. So it's that one Ninkabub Kohen who kills it for everybody. Because there's a Kohen in the world who wants to marry this woman, so that's called Chavachim. Oh, that's Chavachim. Das is the kryptonite. That unravels, that undoes the Parashma Das Badin. That's what Taisa said. Now, we pointed out Bishaito that the Rashba says, what? That's Chavachim. She's. The Kohen's in worse position now than it'll be after the get. Right now, we can't marry her. You know why? She's an Eish Zish. Afterwards, it'll only be a lav. We're doing him a favor. What's for Chav L'Chayim? So Tosis apparently understood that Kolzman, she's an Eish Zish, so he could theoretically marry her down the line if her husband dies. So he still has a potential to marry her. Whereas Masha Einkein, once she gets a get, so that's going to do him in for life. Now he can never marry her. Oh, that's the Chav L'Chayim. So that's a very, very dachnistik of Machlokes, Taiz and the Rashba, is that ability to create an issa to a Kohen on someone who belavochi is b'shas maisis, called an Eish Zish, is that meet the criteria of Chav L'Chayim? So you have to learn the sugya of kryptonite probably. Learn the sugya of Chav L'Chayim probably. You have to be ma'ayin zayin. And how do you measure? What barometer do you use from the Chav L'Chayim? So Taisus is working with the guidelines that this is called the Chav L'Chayim, and therefore I understand, says Taisus, why Eide Mesira are not negotiable by a get, because what other mechanism are you going to use? You can invoke Hodos Baldin, that's out of the question. But by Mamanis, where the Taka is no Chav L'Chayim, Chalodeis, we know Mamanis is not Chav L'Chayim. That's the Gemara Kedushin, that's where there's the Parashah of Hodos Baldin by Mamanis. So those magic words, as the Ktzais dug up the Rashi in Kedusha, Samachay, Asheyu Mak Yuzi, at the Mokapel, the Pai Pash Vados Baldin, it's the Din of Vados Baldin that's going to prevent the necessity of Eide Mesira. So that's what Taisa said, that's what Taisa meant, the Mil Yesh Techalek, that even though we just told you, Rabbeinu Tam, all the Tamina from Rabbeinu Tam, just sold you the Brooklyn Bridge, that you need Eide Mesira, it's a Chayk V'Yavar now. What's the Yavo? What's the exception? Dina Mamnis. You know why? Because we have Hodos Baldin to fall back on. Ad kan divir Taisus. Everyone read the Taisus? Very easy Taisus, right? Anyone know what Taisus is talking about? There's a wildest dreams what Taisus is talking about. This aloha. The starting point is Gittin, and for that matter, all Shtaris also, because Shtaris and Gittin are identical as Taisus, be Ikaron, require Edim. Edim is zero. What was the goal of those Eide Mesira exactly? What were the magic words that we said? Come on, our favorite words. They're what? They were Shvishtar to get Eide. We know already that there are fundamentally two different kinds of Eideists in Halacha. Eideus Lawad HaDover and Eideus Lawad HaDover. No, come on. Eideus the Bish states in your sleep, you should know this. It's Eideus the Bira Dover and it's Eideus the Kima Dover. We've spoken about this 100 times. Eidus Kedushin, or Eidus the Kima Dov. Eidus, when the Rupin broke Shimon's window, is Eidus the Bira Dov. That's the Gemara Kedushin of Sabachay. That basically we say, L'ivru Savi al-Shakri, that Eidim are there to prevent liars, i.e., the role of Eidim is just to be Mavarza Dover, but every once in a while, you need Eidus the Kima Dov. So this new parish of Eidus that Taisus just made up, called Eidus Lashviyeshtara. Is that closer to the model of Eidus Labira Dover? Is that closer to the model of Eidus Lekima Dover? This is Kiyum, Shein Kamayu. The Eidim are creating. Eidus Lekima Dover means that the Eidim are creating the very essence of the Din. Eidus Labira Dover means the Din exists. So in the Olam HaSayyidim, the Din is true. We just don't know about it, so we have to find Eidim to tell us that information. But the Eidim are not creative. The Eidim are not creating Yesh Me'ayin. The Eidim are just simply testifying what exists already. So whenever you have an Eidus that is creative in nature, that is a dead giveaway. That's the Eidus of Kima Dover. So this new Din of Eidim is see according to Tosfos, that's a parsha of Ashviyesh Dora. Ashviyesh Dora is a Kiyama Dover, not a Bira Dover. So I don't understand. Eidus the Kiyam Hadover, Hodos Baldin. That's a different language. That's a different religion. What does Hodos Baldin tell me? Hodos Baldin is a mechanism to do what? What does Hodos Baldin tell me? It's a mechanism to revive with the emesis. It's not Eidim. I mean, it's cute to say Hodos Baldin kim Eidim Dami, but that Chofadimion is very, very late. Hodos Badin can be Eidim Dami means that the same way that 100 Eidim can be Mevar or something, so Hodos Badin can be Mevar as well. It can even do a better Birur. Again, this is obviously assuming Hodos Badin is not a, it's not a Ischaivos. We long put aside the Barab Ben Leib on the back burner. That was Vavasra time already. We had too many kashers against Barab Ben Leib. So we're Ketzes people. So for the last 230 years, it's been Nimnu Vagomru that Hodos Badin is a Nemonis. Ober Naman Nemonis it is. Ober Ekim Adover. How in the world can it work as a Kiyama Dover? So what's Tais talking about? Mi Yesh Techalik. It's a terrible chiluk. What do you mean Yesh Techalik? If you really believe that you need Eidus Lashvi Yesh Dora, so you're basically saying the role of Eidim is to be the Kaimus Dover to create the Dover, so you need Eidim. Eidim have that Koyach HaYetzira. For so does Baldin, what does Baldin is Dishkin Eidus. So what is Tais talking about? Mi Yesh Techalik. What's the Yesh Techalik? It's Pashat wrong. The chiluk is wrong. If you need Eidim for Kiyam Adov, Lashri Eshtar by Gittin, you need it by Kedusha, you need it by Mamanus Lagami. What does the Mimi Yesh Techalik talking about? Nobody thought about the Kasha. Who read this Taisus? Who thought right away when they saw, oh, Taisus is saying Ados Badin, great, Gavaldik, wonderful. As long as there's no kryptonite, we're good to go. What do you mean? The lack of kryptonite doesn't solve the problem. You didn't create the Eidim to Kiyam Adov. How is Ados Badin going to fall off that stuff?
Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because is Hodos Baldin really Eidus? Tell me the truth. Is it really Eidus? Come on. Give me a break. Come on. It's not Eidus. So maybe Mechavin to Zach's Teretz in a second. So the Rav, in his Kutz Hashtoros, quoted from Shech the Sefer, quotes from his father, from Ramesha Salavechik. The Rav said about his father was his Rebbe Muvak. He said he learned, even though after his father passed away, he learned for many years, about that lived his father for 50 years. He said, but his whole derech, his whole mahalach and learning was received from his father. His father had a dinner for Mary Mubarak of this. I think we told the story about Ravon Salvation, he said about the Rav's Levaya. You know, I told the story. But the Rav's Levaya, so Rav Aaron Salvation said, he remembers when he was young, his younger brother, the Rav, he said his father and the Rav had learned together. So Aaron said he doesn't know whether since the days of Kivega or Shlomo Egan it was such a chavrusa, father and son, like the Rav and his father. He says, ah, chavrusa. So Ramesh Salavechik addressed this kasha in this thesis. And he says, what do you see from this thesis? Every embrace, there are kasha in the terrace, that's what you say. What do you see from here? Like Zach. What? Yeah. Hodos Baldin. Shafts a star. Creates a star. Hodos Baldin is not just Labira Dover. Hodos Baldin can be Edom Dover even when the necessity of Edom is the Kiyama Dover. And I'll bring you Raya, says Ramesh Salavechik. I bring you Raya from the Gemara itself. Not Kitten, but Kiddush Dov Samchei. I don't care what the Raya is. It's the Shach Vatari in the Gemara Kiddush Dov Samchei. Remember the Gemara asked the question, what's the din if you have a man and woman go into the room together? She comes out with a ring on her finger. And they say, Mazel Tov, I gave her a ring. I was Mekadesh her. She says, Mazel Tov, I was Mekabel. We're happy, happily to live together as husband and wife. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Is she Mekudesh or not? So the Gemara says, Eina Mekudesh. She's not Mekudesh. She's not Mekudesh. Bechlal not Mekudesh. Why? Because it's Kimadover. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you know you ask the Dover Dover Mimon? You need Eidus, Eidus Kadeshus. The Gemara says, Ehochi, if you're learning out from Mamon, who remembers the Kasha? Let Hodos Baldin work like by Mamon. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Leto dosbal didn't work, just as it works by mamon. And for the Gemara, what? Chav lacheirin. Says the Moshe Soloveitchik, what's the shock v'tar in the Gemara? The Gemara already chat that you require edus to kiyam adover. You already knew that. That was most of the pshita. You require edus to kiyam adover. The afa pichain that the Gemara knew that you need edus to kiyam adover, the Gemara was still willing to go out on a limb and ask the kasha. Yehochi, let all those didn't work. Zevin for the kushas of Gemara, that the Gemara had no problems, had no hesitations whatsoever with applying Eldos Baldin, even in a situation where required to give it over. And the only reason why the Gemara rejected it was why? Because of a technical quirk that by Kiddushin, Eldos Baldin doesn't get off the ground. Why? Because that's Kryptonite, because Chav Lacheir. But lulei that technicality of Chav Lacheirim, the Gemara had no qualms, no hesitations, even Maskana, that would have been the din. That Eldos Baldin would have been a valid resource, a tool we could have used, even though we require edus to kiyam adover. So Rabbi Shlomovich just turned the kash on its head and said, you don't understand it? That's your problem, not my problem. You don't understand Tosfos? That's not Tosfos' problem, it's the Gemara's problem. But it's clawed from that Gemara in Kedush Tamachek. This is my classic brisk gevurah. They bring a raya from the Shach V'tayr of the Gemara. Even on the end, that din is rejected. The end of the day, taka doesn't work. But it's rejected not on fundamental grounds. It's rejected on tangential grounds. Because Chav Lacheirin. And you want to touch up those tangential grounds. You want to tell me Shtikul Torah. And what's pshat in that tangential grounds? What does it mean exactly? Why does Chav Lacheirin play such a role? Anyone know? Can anyone put like a lumdish, a twist on it? Why is Chav Lacheirin such an important characteristic? Why is it ultimately the instrument that undoes what Eldos Baldin did? Because what? Why is it? What's the Pshat? What's the Bir Adam? The Gemara says, oh, so it's Chav Lacheirin different, it's no good. Yeah, you're not the Baldin yourself. You're not the only Baldin here. Anything that impacts other people, so you're that's felt in your Baldin Shabbai. That's felt in a Shayyamak Yuzeh. That's the Lomdisha twist to that Gemara. But it doesn't really matter for our purposes. What matters is more the Havagina than the Maskana. So Rav Moshe said you have kashas on Tosfos. It's a good kasha. Great, it's a Lomdisha kasha. But Lamaisa is Zevin for the Gemara if I care. So Rav Moshe, Lefini's Daiti, it is not only Rav Moshe Soloveitchik who came to this discovery. There were those who already predated this discovery. Who said at Pemole that Eldos Baldin can work like Kiyam HaDavar also. I didn't explain how it works yet. I just want to identify, I want to isolate, I want to find, to discover for you someone who predated Ramesh Soloveitchik, already lived in the, he was Nifter in 1941, so he lived in the end of the 1800s into the 1900s. But there was already somebody great 100 plus years before that, at the end of the 1700s, the early 1800s, who already realized this also. You know what it is? It was a Ketzais. Ketzais ready Chaptis. I'll tell you what the context of the Ketzais Chaptis was. The Ketzais raises one of the most difficult questions in the sugyas of Eidus Labir and Eidus Lakiyam. It's such a question that it puzzled the Rashba already hundreds of years before the Ketzais. And the Ketzais came up with this revolutionary theory, which Lefinia's deity is the same theory that Ramesha had in his Diuk in the Gemara, the same Shad as Bir in the Stasis. But the Ketzais got it, Mineu Bey from the Gemara and Kedushin of Samachim Beis. It's literally putting all the pieces, everything we've been talking about. This is the last of the Eidei Chasim and Mesirah Sugyos. This is the end of the end, but this is going to kind of wrap up the whole story. Comes the Ketzais and says, I don't understand the ABCs of this whole Eidei story by Gittin. Dover, Dover, Mimon. Everyone knows, except for that Rambam that we couldn't make heads and tails that, but everyone knows Dover, Dover, Mimon. That's what carries the day. Dover, Dover, Mimon. It says, I don't understand the Xerah Shah that was given to Meshav Ben Harsinai. If I was at Harsinai, he's up to Ketzais. He didn't say it like that, but I'm going to say it for drama. If I was at Harsinai, and the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Chvayda the Atzmai, you have to like say this, the aim of Yir Fach, the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking, Hashem says to Meshav Rabbeinu, I'm giving you two words. Dover, Dover, And al zeh ne'emar, this din derais l'deiri deiris, for thousands of years later, we're standing under a chuppah, and we're calling up the chuppah d'nei di kedusha, and replani amayni, resh kol, resh, ada yeh mezeh, we call up two eidim, ada yeh mezeh, when you get this, given the presence of eidim, it's the kayim, this din, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, dav adav imamun. If I was there, zoktik tzois, I would have very humbly asked Rabbi Ben Shalom the following kasha. I don't know if this is a show before. How can you compare apples and oranges? How can you compare the dinim of Eidus by Gittin and Kedushin, the dinim of Eidus by Mamanis? By Mamanis, it's only Eidus Lawat? Libera Dabra. And by Gittin and Kedushin, it's Eidus Lakima Dabra. So how can this Gzeirah Shavah get off the ground? They are so radically, fundamentally different from one another. How can you learn out the parasha of Eidus Lakima Dover? How can we make up this new din called Eidus Lakima Dover if the whole source for Eidus is from the Beres Adover? How did Chazal figure out this deep, dark mystery in Nafsabachem and Beza Kedusha? It's the myth of Pshitat Boi. Makadish Bleyed Echesh Lakedusha. It's zero, nothing, bupkis. We believe you 1,000,000% over that you gave the ring to her, and it's still irrelevant because there are no Eidim. How did Chazal figure out this strange din? If the whole source of Eidus by Gittin and Kedusha is flirted out for moments, Mamanus Gufa is Eidus Labira Dover. This is Eidus Lakima Dover. So the Emes says that the Rashba already predated the discussion. The Rashba is a very, very difficult Teretz. The Tzitzis doesn't know what to do with that Rashba's Teretz. Works very hard on it. And the Tzitzis says, nearly me has to be to tell you the following. Says the Tzitzis. It's lo yuman. I mean, it's yuman because I said it, but it's something which, until the Tzais formulated it, we never would have said it me after they knew. Says the Tzais. It's like gear up to say it. I walk into the store. I go over to the meicher and I say, I'd like to buy a bag of potatoes. 8 o'clock at night, the store's closed, and no one else in the store left. There are no Eidim around. It's like, Mr. Grand Essex, I want to buy a bag of potatoes. And he hands me the bag of potatoes. Says the Ktois, every chalois in Dinim Amanus requires Eidim Lekiyum Hadavar. The Torah says, Apishnaim Eidim. Listen to the world. Yokum. I didn't say that, Josh. So Josh Shal says, Yokum Dover. Eid is the Kiva, that's what it means. It is inconceivable for any chalois ever in the world in the moment to take place without Eid is the Kiva Dover. But come on, we know it's not true. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Ibru Sadi al Shakrei, that when everybody agrees, when he agrees, he's selling the potatoes, and I agree, I'm buying the potatoes. So, Shalom Yisrael, you don't need Eidim? What's the answer? Says the Kiva, what's the answer to that question? Eidus Lakima Dover? You have Eidus Lakima Dover. I have the stores closed. There's no one here. What's the answer? He agrees that I agree. It's a chatua of those. I agree, I gave him the money. He agrees to give him the potatoes and charge. Do you have those maldin? So every Kenyan requires an ilmis al yainim edim. And then kum pashas mishpatim and says, oh, by the way, there's a pash for Hashayim akiyuzeh. Hados maldin kin edim dami. But the institution of Odas Badik Eidim Dabi doesn't mean that you didn't need Eidim to keep a Dover. You did Adi Yemizah. There's a deal with David Davis, Eidim Mamanis, Chalais Vidim Mamanis, and Achav, that is to keep a Dover. They're identical to get the condition. It's just that the parish of Odas Badin is Kineidim Dami. Like Zach said, it's Mamish identical, not Kil Chafadimian. It's Mamish Neidim Dami. It's Eidim to keep a Dover. So now, we have Exer Shanakosh Baruch sent to Moshe Rabbeinu. The same sugi of Eidim, same type of Eidim, same category of Eidim that you need by Dinim Amos to buy potatoes, is the exact same type of Eidim you need to do in Kaddish and Isha. It's identical. There you need an Eidim to keep a Dover, and here you need an Eidim to keep a Dover. But they part ways in one small technicality. What is that? Whereas in Dinei Mamonis, we don't really need two witnesses because we can have another kind of Kimei Eidim Dami based on what sugya. There's already another parish. There's parish Mishpat, Mashiach Makiuzeh. This is the parish of Hadas Baldin. So by Dinei Mamonis, we are free to invoke the sugya of Hadas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. And therefore, we don't really truly need two witnesses. But by Kiddushin, the minute we want to try to revoke that, or by Gerushin, the minute we want to revoke that, we run into a brick wall. Or, worse than a brick wall, we are attacked by what? A Kiddushin, right? Who? What's attacking us? The kryptonite of Chavah Chayim is attacking us. So therefore, by Kiddushin, our hands are tied. We can't plug in the parish of Hadas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. Because the Baldin. Because it's nafkuminis for the craving. Nafkuminis for everybody else under the sun wants to marry this woman. So by Kiddushin, we can't fall back on plan B of Hadas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. So what are we left with? The only thing we're left with is what? Is the real McCoy of Eidim. Says the Ketzais. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovadav B'Mamon, they are identical in Yisoid. They are the exact same type of sug of Eidus. By Mamon, it's Eidus Kima Dovar, and by Erva, by Kiddushin, it's Eidus Kima Dovar. There is not an iota of difference between the two in terms of the requirement of Eidus. The only way they part ways is in this technical quirk of by Mamonis, when there are no other Chavachim doesn't exist by Mamonis, my money, do whatever I want with, doesn't impact on others. So Mamela, I can have something that will play the role of Eidekiyim. A Kedusha where I don't have that, so Mamela, I'm stuck with real Eidim. But in terms of the Gzeir Shav is good. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said to the Ketzais, he said to the Ketzais, don't worry, it's okay. It's the same Eidus. I know what I'm talking about. When I gave the Gzeir Shav to Moshe Ben, I know what I mean, this is what I meant. Does Zaydus keep it off? Does Zaydus keep it off? What the Ketzais just did was, before the Ketzais came along, I thought when I go to the store and buy myself a slice of pizza, that I don't need any biblical to eat this. Every side of the chakra. What's for Eidus? What's for Eidekiyum by buying potatoes, by buying pizza? So the Ketzais was just a lamdim. And the Ketzais walked into the store. His wife told him to go to the store and come back and buy a container of milk. So the Ketzais says, it's really going down the parish of Eidus. And you need Eidus to keep it over. And the opposite of Eidus, that Kinyan is not chal. Other than the Eidus, but didn't commit him dumb. That's in place of Eidus. First date the Ketzais. That's quite a breakthrough. For a basin, everyone understand what I mean? What the Ketzais said to answer that kasha, that how in the world can you compare the two things with Eidus? What the Rashba was troubled with and tried very hard to solve. And the Ketzais solved with that revamping and saying that there's the same identical din of Eidus Kima Dovar by Mamonis also. But the Ketzais said to forever the Gzeir Shava that the Rebbe Shem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu is what Ramesh Saladeitche chapt is the Havamin of the Gemara's Kasha. Let's learn out Kedushin from Mamonis. And that's ultimately what Ketzais is driving at here also. That's a Miyesh Lechalik here. Even though Tosis knows ganz good that the Eidus Eidim Nesira is not a din of Bira Dov, it's Eidus Lashu Eshtara. No question about it. And Tosis still is willing to go down the route of Hadas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. So what Tosis is saying here, what Ramesh Salvechik discovered the Gemara Kedushin saying over there, what the Tosis discovered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Har Sinai over there, it's all the same you say. It's like Zach. Zach as Bechavan Tosis said, yeah. Even as the Kima Dov, it works. But I asked you a question. How does it work? Kol's man that we're talking the language of Eidus Labira Dava, I chapo dos baldin. But the minute that you tell me that you require Eidus Lakim Hadavar, what's that? What's baldin mean? What do you mean? Kel dos baldin, kim Eidim Nomi, good, kim Eidim Nomi. We say it with Yiddish, say it with a hand, say it with a kvetch a little bit. It's a Gemara, it's a Taisus, it's a Ketzais, it's a Zereshah. But Beinayim, it doesn't make any sense. It's not Eidim, give me a break. A baldin's walking into Beis and saying, I sold the potatoes, it's Nishke Eidus. You can say whatever questions you want to say. Mitchila, I'd be as goyal. It's not the same thing. So what does all this mean? What's the deep dark secret behind this? It says the Ketzais for the lack of a patish. This is just like vintage Ketzais puts together the entire sugya. Everything we talked about for the last 3 months. What's the missing link? What's the missing piece here? Says the Ketzais. You know why you're having trouble with this? You know why you can't see? I have an equation on the board. Zach had no problem looking at this. He saw all those, but didn't even though we thought it was the same thing. And I'm saying, no, it's not. It's an inequality. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. You know why? Because I have a certain image of what Eidus means. I think Eidus means two guys walk in the base and open up the mouth, telling us a story, and just that's just not here, Beldos Baldin. Says it to us, you misunderstand what Eidus is. What is Eidus? What's the Yisod? Are Yisod as a Murachok of Eidus? Eidus is a vehicle to establish what? Yediyah. Yediyah Sadover. That's what Eidus is. And if I could somehow, somewhere, reach the goal of Yediyah Sadova without having the formalities of Eidus, that's good. That's also different Eidus. Whenever that lachem requires Eidus to keep on Dovah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. Eidus is Yediyah is all the same thing. And therefore, says the Ketzos, what Eldos Baldin means, Teres Bechadish to me, is that once you learn Pashas Mishpatim, the Teres says, Hashem HaKizah, it's on us. It's on the Halach, it's on the Tevye HaKadosh, it's on the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Chved V'Yatzmai. When you have Baal Hodos Baal Din, you have Yediyah Vados. What Hodos Baal Din K'meidim Dovim means is that just as Edom creates Yediyah, so to Hodos Baal Din creates Yediyah. Once Hodos Baal Din creates Yediyah, then you don't need Edis anymore. You have what we call Anan Sadeh. That is Edus. And Rabbi Isai, so he says this, and then he comes in mamish for the makhla pathish of the entire sugya. And he says, and where do I have the audacity to say such a thing? Which great rishon am I going to pin myself onto who said such a yisoid that whenever you require edus, your d is good enough? No. The Ran. Where, which Ran? The sugya makes a complete circle. The Ran by what? Believe it or not, edi chasim kasi, edi yisiru kasi. Because the Ran that we spoke about, that Ran that we said twice, remember on Wednesday, we had to say it over a second time. It was worth it. It was all right. The Ran drove home that you said that. That's it. That's all there is. There is no culture of Allah. There's no such animal called Eidich. Remember, according to the Ran, there ain't no t-shirt called Eidich Simakarse in the world of Rebbe Lazar. And yet, the Riff and the Ramam say it still works. And the Ran says they're right. Eidich Sima work. They don't work on Eidich Sima, they work as. As what? As enabling us to say with a straight face, there must have been a Mesirah that took place. There's no Eidus B'Shas Mesirah, it doesn't matter. You don't need Eidus Mesirah, you need Yediyah Mesirah. And remember, what did the Ran use that Yesod for? What was his big, big breakthrough? He used that Yesod to explain what? What phenomenon Ksuba Stafsari Dalad? How he could have this wild halacha that Shnei Shtaras Yotzim Miyamechad that we paskin Shuda, even though we paskin Eidus Chasima, like against Rebbe Lazar by Shah Shtaris, that was the whole shtickle Torah of the Ran on Wednesday. That nobody says Badas Rebbe Lazar Eidei Chasima really work. Eidei Chasima only work because they facilitate Yediyah Sabasira. So Eidei Chasima facilitate Yediyah Sabasira? Is it Mesiris I get a Dover of Kiyam? Don't you need Eidus to Kiyam a Dover? What's the answer? Yeah, you do. But what? You have Yediyahs. Mesiris I get. Yediyah Mesirah again. That is an Eidus. That is the halachic kumut of Eidus. So Rabbi say, this Yisoy, that Yisoy this, that Yediyah equals Eidus is a Yisoy that the Ketzos discovered in the Ran. The Ran said it, Pemole. We plugged it into that Tosis and Yavamas about Yesh Mepharshim. You don't need Beis to actually see the Tefillah. Yediyah is good enough. Ramosha dug it up, Lagabi Chol Yisrael. That's called Eidus Re'iyah, Yediyah below Re'iyah. But the Ran was the one who was ultimately responsible for this. He's the one who explained the phenomenon, how Eidei Chasima could work. He's the one who used this to emper the Ramban's Kasha. How does Shud the Daini work? L'didon? And now the Ketzos took it to the next level. And he said, and that's the Yesod HaDovar. That's how Eidus by Dina Mamunus works. Every buying potatoes without Eidim is relying on this Ran. That's what the Ketzos just said. Otherwise you can't go to a body store and buy a slice of pizza. Unless you have two Eidim who saw the Bechir, otherwise Bechir is Batla Mavuto. It only works through the vehicle of Eidus to Giman Dover, and Hodos Baldin suffices. Hodos Baldin is not a Din Eidus, it's not Kemeidim Dover really. It's a Yediyah Sadover that the Torah recognizes this as a vehicle of Yediyah Sadover, which is tantamount to an Eidus, but you need a Kiyam Dover, because it's not negotiable. Dina Mamunus also need Yediyah Sadover, also need Kiyam Dover. If they didn't need Eidus to Giman Dover, then the Gzeir Shavu would make no sense. And that's what the Ketzos said by discovering the Ran, is exactly what Rabbi Soloveitchik discovered in the Gemara in Kedusha. That's why the Gemara had no qualms. Yes, in the Kasha, Leil HaDosbal didn't work for Kedusha. And if not for the kryptonite of Chav L'Cheber, Taka would have worked. Which is exactly what Tesis meant to say in Dalam and Alfiyah. Miu yesh tachat in a moment. It's okay, even though you need es mesila dav lashvir shtar, that's okay. You can use a dos, but din can also create shtaras. If a dos, but din can create kim ladav, create shtaras also. What you need to create a shtar is edus. Edus means yedias adavar. It's called an edus. So everyone, we just read this one line, three lines, three words. Miu yesh tachat in a moment. That's it. That's all we read today. We learned this one little half a line of Tesis. We came to the realization, hey, wait a second, how does this work? Is this Lashvi Ishtar, is this Kima Dover? Rabbi Soloveitchik walked us through the Gemara Kedushin, the Ketzos elaborated upon, Avis the Kima Dover, he came with this Razzle Dazzle Yisoid, and the whole source of this Razzle Dazzle Yisoid all falls back to the Ran from last week. So that's what I meant when I said the Sugya complete, makes a complete circle. Everything comes back to that Ran in the Seches Kit. Okay, everyone chop? Okay. See him on Avis the Kima Dover, Avis the... Okay, Hashem tomorrow, something to see.